Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you're on.
Okay.
And I have a 5:30 appointment for my shoes.
Okay. All right. So first of all, I have to print.
What do you need to print? Don't do anything.
Okay.
What do you need to do?
I have to print what I have to read.
Is this it?
Yeah. Can I finish the Grammarly? Take a second. So what I want to tell you, and I think you'll be happy to hear this, is that I think without these droplets, I think we can monetize this. I'm proud of it now.
I am too. I've been proud of it. You should. Let me print out. This is wrong. This isn't good.
It is good. It's just that it came from meditation.
No, it didn't come out good. No. Look, see this bottom?
Yeah. Well, I think I could fix it. I don't think we need it.
Okay.
Need it. Let me see. Okay. Now I don't need my headset for this one, right?
Right, but you're not like talking into the mic.
I am now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, you tell me. I know, but I put my glasses someplace.
Oh, by the way, I found glasses last night in my bathroom.
Oh. Okay. So you just want me to go whenever I'm ready, right? Do you suffer from sarcopenia? That's the flabby arms, sagging chins, and sometimes sagging tummy that comes with aging. Short of surgery, there's not much you can do about it, right? Wrong. Try strength training for increased muscle mass as well as strength. Building muscle and overall endurance, you'll walk faster, you'll have more oxygen in your lungs with weight training. Now, your body will be more efficient and you'll look better. And why does this happen? Well, weight training works on a cellular level, increasing blood lactate concentration, hemoglobin, and nothing. I was flubbing, so I'm going to start again. Do you suffer from sarcopenia? I know it sounds like an ad for some kind of a pill, but you know what I'm talking about. It's flabby arms and sagging chins and maybe sagging tummy. We get it with aging, and short of surgery, there's not much we can do about it, right? Well, wrong. You can try strength training, weightlifting. That's really what I do. It has increased my muscle mass as well as my strength. It's built muscle over my entire body, and I am actually less flabby, yeah. I have also more endurance, I walk faster, and there's more oxygen in my lungs, all because of a little weight training. Now, why? Well, weight training works on a cellular level. It increases blood lactate concentration, hemoglobin, and even whatever this is, capacity to move, yes, without pain. And all of this increases your performance. Now, there's something new, and this is what I want to bring out to you. There's a new name. It's called the geriatric syndrome, and we all have it. It could be a combination of osteoporosis, sarcopenia, and increased fat in places that you don't want. And what will your trainer tell you? You can't spot reduce. You can't just lose the weight by not eating. You need to do the weight training, and you get results in about 12 weeks. That's not bad. Now, I've got a lot of articles on this, a lot of information on it. Just connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter, and together we'll just look better. Don't you want to be hot? With all the noise in the news, I bet you have not heard of Social Security 2100. This would be one of the real first Social Security reforms in decades. It was introduced in the House this year in February, and it makes a lot of changes if it gets passed. Now, what are those changes? Well, first of all, it would raise benefits for everyone by about 2%. It would increase the amount that today's workers are paying into the system, so it costs people money. And the proponents of the legislation, though, they say it's only going to cost about 50 cents a week. They call it the cost of a latte. Others are not so sure because, you know, the piper always has to be paid. Now, you be the judge. With all the noise in the news, I bet you have not heard of Social Security 2100. That is a new legislation that has been proposed starting February of this year, but it has not been voted into law. If it was, it would be the first real Social Security reform in decades. Now, what would it do? It would raise benefits for everybody by about 2%, and those would be tax-free, but it would also increase the amount that workers pay into the system. The proponents say it would only cost about 50 cents a week, the cost of a latte. Naysayers are not so sure. They wonder if it's going to be too expensive because in addition to the 2% bump up, the minimum benefit would be at least 25% above the poverty line for low-income earners. The increases for everyone would not be taxable, and there would be COLAs, cost of living increases, not based on the CPI, Consumer Price Index, but on something I've been talking about for years, the ECPI, which is a much higher inflation rate because of healthcare costs. So under Social Security 2100, you'd get more, but others would pay more. Now remember, this is not a law as yet, and if it becomes so, there'll probably be many changes before we get the final version. Now, it sounds good for some, bad for others. Whatever the outcome, though, I do applaud the fact that Social Security is in the news. Congress doesn't think we're sufficiently financially secure after retirement. How do you feel about that? On May 23rd of this year, the House of Representatives passed the SECURE Act. Now, that's a bipartisan, yes, Democrats and Republicans agreed Don't faint. You heard it right. Secure is a direct recognition of our growing longevity and a worry that maybe we can't afford it. Secure boosts our ability to save for our future by allowing qualified retirement plan deposits throughout our work life. We don't have to stop making deposits in our early 70s if we're still working. Also, the required minimum distribution that forces us to take untaxed assets out and start paying taxes on them at age 70 and a half would be changed, so that now we don't have to distribute until age 72 or 75, depending on what version of the Secure Act passes. Now, how about you? Are you a late-life entrepreneur? Are you thinking of starting a business? Well, Secure also permits unrelated small businesses to open a single 401k, and that would make costs far less. Now, the Secure Act includes 29 new provisions, many of which affect younger workers. So I have done a podcast on that. Take a look at GenerationBoldRadio.com, show number 26, for my entire analysis.
Thank you.